Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nick G, and I'm going to be taking you up through an hour. Why am I going on? Because so far as I knew, no one else was doing it. Was going to be filling for that hour. I've been organizing this, and I couldn't get anybody to fill the hour between 7 and 8. So I guess I'm gonna bring up the messenger unless somebody tells me otherwise. Okay, I guess not. I want to say a few things. It's a pretty big reason why I'm here and Bob isn't, besides the snow. I'm gonna talk a bit about that. Hi, Gianluca. First message. I want to get that. Actually, you know, I want that to restart. I want this bed. It works. Actually, you know what? No, actually, I don't. Instead, see, we heard that. Instead, give me some Zimmer. Okay. It's a good reason, and I'm pretty happy, as a general rule, right now. I wasn't before. Tonight, has probably been the best night of my week. My mom had a bit of a stroke on Saturday. Actually, that was more than a bit of a stroke. I found out just today that it was a quote-unquote massive stroke. Would you just explain? Hang on, let me pause this bed for a second. Explain it, would you please, Chris? West? Do me a favor and just explain to me why I shouldn't have gone on now. For heaven's sake. Okay. Only found out today it was classified by the neurologist as a massive stroke. And that is why, and that is one of the reasons why Bob was not unable to get here. In theory, had everything been as it should, there might have been a means for Bob to get out here. You know, meet halfway or something like that. There could have been. But with the snow as it is now, and with the family situation as it is now, unfortunately Bob could not make it. For those wondering how my mom is doing, well, she talked today. And wrote, I love you, last night, and she said it today. And tried to say more, comprehended that she couldn't, and laughed when I told her, when I apologized for cursing, I accidentally said, oh my fucking god. So, thus, the fact I'm even in condition to do a show like this. So, tonight is a bit of a celebration for me. The phones should be on. Let me check them. Let me do the whole, let's see here. What's going on here? This is a test. Okay. Phones, for some reason, for some unknowable reason, were on Do Not Disturb. Christina says, I started listening to the program now. Mom had a stroke, but is recovering. And Checker says, definite congratulatory. Yes, tonight The only reason I can even do a show this extemporaneously, tonight is a celebration. For me, anyway. After one of the bleakest weeks I've ever had, it is good to be back on the air, to be able to impart this news to you. It's a long way to go yet, but we still have a lot to be thankful for around here. Neo says, awesome fucking progress. Your mom is a fighter. All prayers are going to you, your fam. I gotta thank everybody who prayed, everybody who supported me, and I gotta thank God, too. There is only one way that this could have even happened, that we could even be in this point right now. The only way that could have happened is by a deity. Thus, God. That's the only way. That we could be here right now, that I could be even here talking about this. Or that I could even answer this phone call. Hello?
Greetings!
Greetings.
Your co-host is here!
Yes.
I didn't know you were going on.
I wasn't expecting to.
Ah, well, I'm here and I have a problem.
What?
That fucking nut job, that extreme weather guy.
Yeah?
I just got word from Club Soda Kenny that he's trying to fucking call the show, so I just thought I'd warn you.
Right. Okay.
Because he's...
Let me just say what I was. You know, I gotta...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The
fact of all this progress comes down, in my opinion anyway, yes, to the doctors, but also comes down to you guys.
Yeah, this is great news.
You know, praying, yes, and yes, there... If there's any proof, I'm sorry, there's no way that she could have recovered from what the neurologist I found out today classified as a quote-unquote massive stroke.
It certainly seemed that way early on in the week. I said it to you off-air before. I honestly, you know, didn't expect it this soon either. It's been nothing but on my mind all week long, as I'm sure it has from everyone else. And I said it to you too off-air, having, you know, been through what I've been through, with my father, seeing my father go through horrific things. You know, when I found out that news last Saturday, it really did hit very close to home. It was when you experience that kind of thing for the first time, it is. There's nothing worse. It is scary as shit.
Oh, I know.
I don't know how much detail you went into to start off with when it happened last week, but man, when I woke up Sunday morning and found out that news, I tell you, man, I had this sick feeling in the pit of my stomach all day long Sunday, and it's been on my mind constantly all week long.
But that is why, as Dad said when he came home, tonight's a celebration, and I'm taking it to these airwaves.
That's it, man. That's the way it is.
Tonight is a celebration of the fact that we have gone to the threshold of hell and come back.
That's right.
You know, yes, we
and
still have a long way to go.
It's the edition of HKC tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna fuck off for an hour, right? Did you talk about? I assume that's what you started off with. Did you talk about the what you're doing tomorrow yet?
No, I haven't yet because this kind of had greater importance. Hold on,
absolutely.
We have a phone call.
Absolutely. I don't know if you were finished yet, but yeah, this.
We have a phone call. You're on the air.
Big, this is Nick.
Oh, Chinga!
No, right, hey, no. Go to the meeting in a second. Nick.
Yes,
Chang? With you.
What?
It's nice to be celebrating, right? So why do you have to fucking celebrate?
You don't get it, do you?
Well, mate, you said this is a celebration. I mean, the music's all slow and you gotta talk and go solemnly, right? You gotta celebrate, mate. You gotta fucking do it right.
We will, but... yeah.
Check it. Where's your friend Montet? We haven't heard from her in a long time. I think she had a thing for me for a while.
No, nah, mate. You know, we were like Kirby to make an experience, and well, but anyway.
Well, look. Aside from the fact that I'm snowed in my house, we're all in a very good mood today. Because
mate, I don't want you to be touching any of that snow, right? Like, you can use jugs, but use real jugs.
Whoa, what the hell is that? Do you hear that?
That's your line, Dad.
Dude, what is that?
Your line has a bit of a grounding problem.
I don't know what it is. It's been like that for a couple of days now.
Mate, it's been like that for longer than a couple of days, mate.
You got a big grounding problem with that piece of copper you call the phone line.
It's not the phone itself, it's the line.
I said you have a big grounding problem with that piece of copper you call a phone line.
Oh, okay. It's going away now. There it goes.
Yeah. It'll get worse, though.
It'll come back, though.
Chango, what have you been up to, man?
I've been bashing up chicks in Melbourne, mate.
Thing that happened today, which is to much lesser importance, but we're on the verge of an epic match here. The Olympics are going on, and the United States hockey.
Yeah, some chick that you introduced, mate of mine, too, one side, Bob, was going on about that earlier.
Yeah. The U.S. hockey team defeated the Finns by a score of 6-1.
That was not a game. That was a farce.
Well, considering they scored 6 goals in the first period, and tonight at 9:30 Eastern is going to be Canada versus Slovakia, and of course the winner of that game will face the U.S. on Sunday for the gold.
I'm a little... I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about this game, right? This game tonight, I'm concerned about it.
I'm a little concerned, too. Especially since strange things...
No, Bob, I'm concerned for 2 reasons, mate. No. One... What is that guy who doesn't know how to hold beer, that Canadian guy, right? No, he's a good mate of mine, but he doesn't know how to hold beer, mate. Shit, mate.
I'm concerned because Canadian guy, whenever there's a snowstorm, he comes to my house, and the roundabout is on, mate, and strange things happen, and I'm worried.
I'm worried, too, but I'm also worried. I'm also worried about this chick. This chick who's like you, hasn't had much experience. But yeah. I like to take that, but I'm a little worried.
What the hell is her name?
I don't know, really, to tell you the truth.
Could you quit bumbling?
Nick's trying to say something.
I think you know what I'm talking about, right? But
I don't!
The radio. But I think you do.
Nick is confused. Please help him out.
Oh, mate, just some cheap nick who goes all over the wastes all the money on getting gifted on cheerleaders all over the country, mate. I mean,
I understand what you're talking about now. I get it. I get it.
I could say some things about it, but mate, I wanna be.
Are we talking about Katrina here?
At some point, though.
Yeah, no, Chango, you better not. Nick, you know what I was thinking about? Because you and I were talking about it off air today. How much fun we had last week with that Dutch-U.S. Hockey bit. And how you brought up a great observation today when you called me after the first period, how the first period of that game, especially the first goal with Kiprusoff coming out of the net, just resembled – you had a great line. When did the Dutch team get onto the ice at the Olympics?
When did the Finnish switch places with a couple of Dutchies?
Exactly. That was a great moment.
And I'd like to...
No, Bob, this is a Dutch women's team. If that was the case, I'm going to nick me watching every fucking minute of that game. But Dutch women's team? Oh, we all know Nick likes that, but I can't say I blame him either.
All right, Changer. I think
we're going to play a track... And a rather funny one at that. The first thing that made me laugh this week.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Is it the first thing that made you laugh since you saw Bob and Glass that are getting it in the $60 last week? All right, fair enough.
Wait a minute. You know what? Look, I don't think we just need... I think Nick wants to play his track, and I think he should do that.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave. Changa, get off my show. Off my show. Goodbye.
There goes Changer.
All right, I'm going to leave the phone open so you can laugh along
I'll shut my mouth.
No, I want you to laugh at the, you know.
Oh, you want me to laugh at it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were telling me this story earlier in the week, but you reset for the listeners.
I was listening
to... in the darker days.
Yeah, during probably the darkest day, to be honest with you, when the depression really set in. Sunday and Monday was the shock. Tuesday was the depression. You know, that was the darkest day this week. I was listening to John, who was doing his show on TBRN Tuesdays at 6. I promote it because there's nothing else on against it.
Absolutely, and he also does great work for us whenever we need him, whenever he's available. That's he does Duct Tape Radio for us whenever he's around.
Yeah, whenever he's available to do it. Anyway,
absolutely.
We had a relatively serious show, but for some reason, plumbing and sewers and venison, I don't remember what venison's story was, but that came up. However, John played this track and went right into a Delane track that he played for me. The transition was good. I'm not going to try it. But just the track and the lyrics and stuff like that just made me crack up. From 1955, here's Art Carney. The Song of the Sewer. Enjoy this. I do.
I work in the sewer. It's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. I work down a manhole with a guy named Bruce, and we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid. I'm telling you, sheesh, what a sweet kid.
We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand.
Ooh, 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 ooh. A funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He come out in Jersey, but it's okay now, 'cause that's where he lives anyhow.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Ooh.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
We'll sing the song.
Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
My father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here industry. I just sort of fell into it. Lucky me.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Sing that song.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
Oh, song.
Together we stand with shovels in hand
to keep things rolling along.
Shlomo should have been in studio for that. Can I tell you, the listeners may or may not know the significance of that. Actually, it's actually ironic. I hadn't heard that before. But Art Carney, of course, singing that song is very ironic. I'm sure that was very deliberate in 1955, considering Art Carney, of course, played Ed Norton in The Honeymooners. And, of course, as you may or may not know, Ed Norton worked in a sewer. So I'm sure there was a nice little cross-promotion natural tie-in there, the song of the sewer. I hear Shlomo has that on his iPod thousand times.
He come out in Jersey, but it's okay now because that's where he lives anyhow.
Well, his name is Bruce, of course.
Damn that sewer! Good to be here in the sewer!
You know what?
There's a lot of shit in here.
JDX says, this is the anthem Shlomo has been waiting for years.
Seriously? We should play, maybe before the end, because I know we're winging it tonight. We should put maybe a shorter version of maybe an Adventures of Shlomo, like the Pizza Guy one, or something we haven't played in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe before the end of the night.
Regarding that Art Carney bit, okay, this is where Bob's and my comedic tastes probably differ very much.
Uh-huh.
Is because I honestly think they really don't make comedy like they used to. You know,
well, they certainly don't make stuff like that.
You know, yeah, but the stuff like that is. Hang on, phone call coming in.
Let's take it.
You're on the air.
Oh, good. I am on the air. It is. It's Monty out here.
Monty, what's up?
Do you live in a sewer?
I'm sure I live near one, but I'd rather not live in one. That would not be great. But I want to... I forget if I made this prediction last week, but so if I didn't, I want to make it now. You all remember the awesome bit of Dutch hockey we got to hear last week?
Oh, yes!
And those that follow Nick on Twitter know that for those that missed it, they can listen to that. That has become more popular than you realize, I think, Nick. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know. I can't believe some of the reaction coming in from that for a bit that I only wrote in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally, Monty, we were sitting there that afternoon, maybe about 2.5 hours before showtime, and he gave me the idea of the bit, and he goes, I almost want to do it right now. And I was like, all right, let's do the bit. And he literally did it and mixed it in an hour.
Do you realize that I predict, this is my prediction, that bit, I have listened to it so many times that I believe it's going to be one of the best bits of 2010.
Well, what I said to Nick this afternoon was that I enjoyed that so much that I'm trying to come up with more hockey-related concepts to utilize that kind of thing a little more.
I know, that was incredibly well done.
If anyone has an idea, please let us know, because we, on the heels of that, we definitely want to do a follow-up to that.
Yeah, that was a 90, I mean, as of the last time I checked it, it had 98 listens on Twitter.
Holy crap!
On the Twadio where he posted it. That's amazing. I mean,
did you post it with a little HKC tag to it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we need to get that promoted as to where that came from.
next time, but I'm not gonna repost another version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it had a lot of awesome. I mean, everybody that's listened to it from awesome feedback, and I just wanted to comment.
That's good to know, man. Spread the word as to where it came from, and there's more where that came from.
The Dutch hockey team plays the HKC Radio All-Stars with the characters.
I think we'll definitely have to do that.
Well, you know, the finish, look at how the finish, was it the finish in the Swedes today?
It was the finish in the U.S. this afternoon. That was Nick's observation before. The first period of that game looked exactly like that bit sounded.
Yeah, I know. I thought, wait a minute here. What, if somebody listened to that bit, I'm sure, and just took, that's how they got their practice by listening to that bit right there. Yeah.
Here's our strategy.
Yep.
Here's our strategy.
I'm gonna go as much as we can. Listen to the last half hour of this little
whatever this is
thingy tonight.
Yeah, it's snowed in radio.
Uh-oh. Trek writes for some reason goes, oh shit.
What's oh shit?
Yeah, exactly. What is oh shit?
You just write oh shit without a follow up. Well, Monty, thanks for the good words, man.
All right, you have a good week. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Well, you can't, if you're writing in, you can't just write oh shit and then just get off.
Mm-hmm. But before Monty called, we were talking about comedy, and I just honestly feel that maybe you like the edge, maybe you don't, but I think some of the less edgy, more whatever comedy, more just plain and simply fun and amusing, just stupid, I like it better, personally. That's just my thing. Hello, you're on the air?
Hello.
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 What's oh shit?
I don't quite know how to
say
this. I'm not gonna disclose names at this point.
Yeah.
But let's just say that within seconds of it being mentioned, the HKC All-Stars Dutch Hockey game, some Australian sports commentators contacted me and imploring to cover the event.
Do they want to be correspondents? I mean, what?
Because let's face it.
They want to call the game.
Oh, God. We're gonna have to negotiate.
We're gonna have to negotiate because I got a problem with hockey novices calling the game. They could be field.
It could be interesting. We could give them like a couple of periods.
Dude, I'm sure these guys would. I'm sure these guys would. But the thing is, I'm sure these guys would take some practice. Would take some games to practice before they called something as big as this. So that could be. I'm not gonna reveal whom yet because I really don't think that type of information needs to be brought.
By the way. I did hear something else. As long as you're on the line, dude. What did I hear? Because I haven't been able to really talk to him yet. What am I hearing about Vegemite Kenny and Canadian Cream Soda Kenny? Something about Club Soda and his violent thoughts. And I didn't get the rest of it, but I haven't heard from him much all week, and I'm a little worried.
Look, Vegemite Kenny, for those of you who don't know, is no longer in my employ, so I can't really do much about
that. That's right. You're not even, you can't even rein him in. He's not even under your control anymore.
Not under my control. Well, see, the thing is, he had, there were two incidents. The first one occurred when I was actually launching the Black to Basic Studios. Occurred about a month ago in here, and
he almost said that. He didn't completely say that.
Yeah, but dude, he would have if I hadn't stopped him. Nick,
you
agree,
gotta cut
right,
him some slack there. I think
Nick, you agree with me that I that Kenny, you know, that was the last straw after what he did the first time. That was.
Yeah. I don't think he wanted to be your. I don't think he wanted to be in your employ anymore. He wanted to get. I think he wanted to get fired. So.
No. I don't. Okay, no, I disagree with that. In the in the first instance, he was just Kenny's just easily led, as I think we all know. Kenny.
Well, he's like his counterpart. He is big and stupid.
Exactly.
That's why
and
I cut him some slack.
He was taken advantage of, but in the second instance, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he might do something to redeem himself in the future, but he's not in my good books right now.
I don't know. Well, I'm just hearing some weird things, and I'm not getting the straight
story. You go back to your other call. You tell me you have somebody on the other line. I don't want to hold you up.
Do you have somebody on the other line? Oh, the Australian hockey guy.
I should probably. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe go talk to him, and we'll have more word later on the roundabout. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit scared. I just hope there's no Australian hockey. I just hope there's no hockey ladies involved in this because that would scare me.
Oh my! don't forget, folks. We're kind of snowed in here, but
considering where you're hopefully going to be next week, Bob. Hockey ladies scare me.
Yeah, well.
Actually, let's start that. Let's actually open that listener poll right now.
No, don't.
I think we should. Yes, I'll.
All right,
I'll
can I be the one to set it up, though? Can I just set it up?
Right.
Since I'm the one that potentially.
Go ahead.
All right, so here's the situation. All of you know how much I love doing the radio show and how much I hate not being on the air, hence why I'm hanging out on the phone here for an hour
like
with
a
my
moron.
Good buddy and co-host. And also, Mr. Trek West. What?
Because you have nothing better to do with your life. That's why you're hanging
out. Well, that too. But anyway, so of course, 2 weeks ago we missed the show when Nick's mom was in the hospital because he was running back and forth and definitely very exhausted that week. And so then, of course, this week we had the unforeseen weather event, the snowstorm. About 3 months ago, I had gotten tickets with a couple of friends to go see Muse at Madison Square Garden next week. And I thought to myself, wow, we have the potential, if it snows this week, which it did, to, if that works out, to not only miss this week, but then next week after having missed a couple of weeks ago. Now, my good buddy Chris, a.k.a. Tits, also is a Muse fan, and her birthday was last week. So I thought to myself, you know what? I don't want to miss another show. And you know what? Why not offer her the ticket as a birthday present? It's a win-win. She gets to go to Muse. I get to do what I love, this show, and interact with you freaks. And I got a call from Mr. Trek West, who admittedly is a bigger Muse fan than me. I'm just getting into them. I like them, but, you know, I'll go to any show. But I'm just getting into them. I got a call from Mr. West this afternoon, reaming, just destroying me. How could you? You can't blow off a concert for a radio show.
You could. Here's my point. You could do the radio show any old week, okay? Go to the damn show!
My point is this. You're going to be contributing to the radio show from the concert, so that's a win-win situation for everybody, too. Because you know that Tits will never do that.
Yes, that's true, but there is no substitute for being live and in living audio.
Yeah, but the next week the next week afterward there could be a real full on concert review.
I hate missing radio shows.
And remember the recliner. The recliner doesn't squeak anymore, so it's not as cool.
It doesn't. You're right. It's bigger and comfier.
By the way, did you guys ever? Did we ever come to an arrangement with that?
No, mom's using it. Well, mom was using it anyway. It's actually
serving. Now, I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's
We did have a thing where I wasn't going to take it, and what we were going to end up doing, what Nick was going to end up doing, was recording himself destroying it. So I think eventually it is going to go, and eventually, Nick, you should still stick to your plan and destroy the recliner on the air. All right, so what do the listeners think? Should I come and do the show next week? Really, actually, what it's going to come down to is...
No, you shouldn't, because that would get really messy.
Well, hold on. This is what I was... Oh, jeez. All right. Well, I was explaining to Trek West this afternoon. It's really going to come down to whether Chris can get out of work early enough, which is unlikely at this point, but... You know what?
What we want to do is we want to call Chris's boss and make sure that she keeps her back late.
The point is, should you even offer the ticket to Chris?
I think that's certainly...
He offered the ticket to me, too, if I could make it.
I offered it, yeah. Actually, I offered it to Mr. West here first, if he could get to New York.
Ironically, you offered it to me 3 hours before I heard the announcement that I was doing an Australian tour.
Because you're a bigger... Dude, that would be like if you had tickets to the Allman Brothers, you'd offer them to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Probably.
But the thing is, though, I don't even think you should even offer. I think you should just damn show.
Mr. Nick, do you know that when I was purchasing tickets...
Can we put this in the... Excuse me, Robert. Can we put this in perspective here? This is Nick, who turned down the offer of a birthday present of tickets.
No, but I understand why he did that. I understand why he did that. After the Epica debacle, he didn't want to... accept anything until he had something nailed down, which I totally understand.
I understand it, too. I'm just busting your chops. But,
do you know, Nick, that when I bought tickets for the Allman Brothers, which we all know my dedication to the Allman Brothers, do you know I deliberately didn't, and I had very little to choose from, I deliberately avoided a Friday show.
Which is even more the reason you should go to Muse.
Well, you know, we'll see. I haven't heard from...
There's only one show, and you're only going to get to see this tour once.
Yet. Nobody's writing in. Whether I should go to Muse or be here with you freaks next week live in living audio in the recliner that doesn't squeak with my microphone.
Neo says, do the show and then shit yourself for not going.
That's a good Neo answer.
But I still want to know,
okay.
And I'm a full believer, also for technical reasons, I got a because I actually, before next Friday, have to return this sound card, so...
Why is that?
Because it doesn't have the type of I.O. I wanted. I was going to use it until, it did one thing that the card I'm going to ultimately get doesn't, but ultimately doesn't have the input and output I want.
Why do you have to return it before next Friday?
30-day return policy.
Oh,
Boy. So we're going to be in technical flux that week anyway.
Well, like I said, dude, you got a better shot than not of me being at Muse because
I want to do the Bob's at Muse show. I want to do the Muse main online news about show.
Mr. West here.
The Digital Domain Online News About show is already planned. So
I will have an answer for you, which will more likely be what you guys want by Monday. So you'll have ample time.
JDX says...
Any way we want it.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. And you fucking beat me to it again.
JDX says...
Yes, how is
what JDX
how
says...
Would you guys shut up? JDX says... If you don't like Muse enough to want to see them in the first place, then maybe you shouldn't have bought the ticket.
No, that's not it at all. No.
If I had wanted to buy the ticket, though, then I would have definitely seen the band, which basically
No. That's not what it's about.
No, he's
that's
telling you to see
about.
The band, is what he's telling
no,
you.
I bought the ticket because I wanted to go. So I saw them in September open for U2, and I enjoyed them. And the only thing that caused me to think this way was... missing 2 weeks ago and then missing this week. If that hadn't happened, I'd say, you know what? It's the first show that I've been off for a while. I would gladly go. It's not that I don't like them enough to...
Well, JDX... what JDX is basically saying, read between the lines, basically saying, right now, the concert's more important than the radio show. You have me saying it, you've got Trek West saying it, you've got JDX saying it.
Well, you guys are more than likely going to get your wish, but I'm just putting it out there because it's an interesting little thought starter. Anyway, we can take more messages as it goes on.
Neo. Neo says, just carve a hole out of the recliner. No way. Give him a 5-gallon bucket and a box of ticket tissues and have him do him show and wallowing in the fact that he gave the ticket to tits. Monty says, Pop should go to the show because of technical issues with the show possible, as Nick said. Yeah, it actually would give me a week that I give me a well-needed week for technicals.
I'll go to the show if I can get Joey to not take his ticket, and I'll take Lily with me to the show. Ask Neo. I want to know if Lily will go with me as my date.
Gina writes, "Hey, I'd go out to see a show as opposed to doing a radio show, but that's just me."
So I've done it before. What all these messages are saying is we have a 5-0 listener vote at this point.
Well, they're probably going to get their wish because Tits is probably not going to be able to get off work in time. But I wouldn't be afraid
if
I didn't.
So you know what I reckon we should do, guys?
But I am that dedicated to this radio station.
This is just me, but I reckon we should boycott the domain next week if Bob is there in protest for the
Oh, come on now.
Oh, I'll agree to that. I'll agree to that.
No, that's blackmail.
Yes, it is.
You go to the damn show, dude.
More than likely, that's what's going to happen.
And save me some grief by doing so. To be honest with you,
save you some grief.
Technicals, remember?
Right.
You'll save me some. Although in one way, you'll be saving me grief by not going.
See, look what a friend.
The grief is temporary. It will finish in November. It will be gone by November, but.
More than likely, that's what will happen. I'm just letting you know that's how much I love this freaking show.
Gina says... Oh, never mind.
And
no, off air.
Bob just likes all the girls sitting on him when he's on the air. That's what it really comes down to, you guys.
Wait, what did you say?
You just like all the girls who listen to the show. That's what it really comes down to.
Let me go on record as saying that I enjoy every single person that tunes into this radio show, and that makes me happy. Everyone who tunes
rule
in and contributes,
one?
Even the lurkers and everybody. What?
Rule number one?
No. Yes, rule number one, absolutely.
Dude, you walked into it.
I don't
I
like the ball.
And you walked into it. I
know.
You
I know. I know. I understand that.
Hold on a minute. We got a call. We got a call.
What?
You're on the air.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello, inconsequential Carrie. We have a message from...
Wait a minute. Carrie, what do you have to say?
I just have a question to ask you.
Do ya?
I have a question to ask you, Bob.
Okay.
How does it feel to be me and be snowed in?
Wait, say again?
How does it feel to be snowed in?
How does it feel to be me and be snowed in?
I have messages to read.
How does it feel to be you? Yeah, you're
snowed in.
Wow, okay. Nick, you want to take this one?
No.
I'll just take you off air. I'll just take you off. Hey! I'll just mute you so you can answer that question. Off air. Neo writes...
Okay.
You really want me to box Lily up and send her over to you, Bob?
Yeah, could you?
And saying that, well, you could learn the computer during that Friday, so you know how to work the Skype phone and messages, so when Nick leaves the room for some random reason, I say no one touches this machine.
No one else will hold my hand during the concert.
JDX says, Bob's backpedaling real hard. Let's see, is this...
I'm a little disappointed, though, because we still didn't get the report, Carrie. You still didn't do what we wanted you to do.
And John Lucas
week.
Says, I think Bob should listen to his heart and do what it says. Hold on, we got another call.
Okay.
We have another call.
Hold on.
They're gone.
They are. You know what? I think, Carrie, you should do what we asked you, and you should go outside with the phone and stick your head in the snow and let us know how cold it is.
No!
Please?
We have. Oh, here comes the call. Why? Hold on. Oh, no wonder somebody hung up. Hello?
Oh, this is Aunt Flo, don't you know? I heard that Carrie was on.
Oh, it's Aunt Flo. Hello, Aunt Flo.
Hi, Bob.
We missed you on the show. How you doing, Aunt Flo?
Time.
That time of the month, I didn't know.
precarious.
Okay.
It seems a bit horny there on the phone with you, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, Carrie, I didn't realize.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What?
I have something from Twitter from Funny One-Liners that I found amusing.
Does it involve Carrie shoving her head in the snow?
No, but it involves something earlier from the show, actually, come to think of it. This is ironic.
What's that?
A man stood by the sewer, and by the sewer he died. The next day in the paper, they call it suicide.
I don't know what's worse, that joke or Carrie not putting...
That's a stinky one.
Yeah, you know what?
That's as stinky as Carrie's quotes. Maybe you should get off the phone and take a shower.
No.
Yes.
The first thing when I get to New York, the first thing I'm going to do is smack you, just so you know.
You know, Carrie, you're stepping all over Aunt Flo here. Look, I didn't realize it was that time of the month, and I know it's very personal, but Aunt Flo's here to just... Aunt Flo's here to make it
up. Have you been taking your hormones, my dear?
No.
A little club box.
If it was my time of the month, you would know it.
Rule one, don't talk over Aunt Flo.
Don't talk over anyone.
My dear, do you use the tsunami tampons?
Oh, my God. Carrie, you might want to go shove your head in a snowdrift right now.
Before you get further splashed.
Okay, speaking of snow.
Yes.
You guys aren't going to believe this. This will show you how lame our state
is. It's cold. Snow is white. I don't believe it.
Okay,
right.
No. All right. My mom and them went to
Your Calcutta. Your mom stuck her head in a snowdrift.
They had to drive right through a snowdrift.
I don't believe it. Holy shit, that's incredible. Oh, my God.
Because the state railroad did their job, and it was on a major highway, a U.S. highway.
As opposed to a Canadian
highway? As opposed to a Dutch highway? As opposed to the Autobahn?
How about the Dixie Highway?
Oh, my God.
How about Highway 61?
Carrie, my dear, do you have toxic shock syndrome?
Yeah, Carrie, do you? Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern with Neo? Do you have that? Carrie, were you working on the highway?
No.
No? All right, how about the Lost Highway? Was that maybe what it was?
No.
Okay. Were you going down the highway doing 94? Someone made a big one and blew me out the door. The wheels couldn't take it. The engine fell apart, all because of Carrie's supersonic fart.
Carrie sounds a bit delusional. Do you have cabin fever, my dear?
You sound like you're snorting coke.
Of course the snow is going to pile up and it's going to be cold.
Handful of rules.
That's okay, Bob. You'll get your payback
you
when I get to come to New York.
Terry?
I have to take a phone call. Hold on.
Hold on. Oh, is Nick going away?
That's okay. You guys just wait, HKC Radio. When I arrive in New York, Bob Cernowski will meet his worst nightmare.
Carrie, was it the wreck on the highway? Could that have been what it was, maybe? Just curious.
Whatever.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to find out here what it is. Because Aunt Flo is making sure that you know exactly what's going on right now.
Yes, I am.
She really is. I can't fucking feel. So, Carrie.
So, Bob.
I need to know. So, you and Aunt Flo have a really good relationship, then?
Well, I visit her once a month.
That's pretty
How
regular.
How stupid are you?
Carrie, have you ever missed Aunt Flo?
No.
All right, because if you ever do, you know, let us
know.
Well,
there was that time.
I No, no, no. It was one time.
There was that one time when I believe you were with a guy named Jerry.
What? Jerry? Garcia?
Where did that come from?
Sorry about that stroke-related phone call.
Wait, Nick is back.
What? We're talking about Carrie's sex life and how many times she missed me.
Whatever. I have no
Wait,
sex
Nick,
life.
Let's let Nick get in here. Go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
A little girl here just happened to be at the abortion clinic about 7 times ago.
Wait a minute.
Okay, before you can say I've been to an abortion clinic, first of all, you need to know the number one fact. I have not even had sex. So how is it
But she's Aunt Flo. She knows everything. I want to hear what Nick has to say. Go ahead.
It was just a well-wisher from, of all people, Rich's mom.
Oh, Rich's mom.
Yes.
Oh, what a nice lady.
Yep.
I want to remind everyone in the midst of this insanity, at 8 o'clock, a special early start time tonight. Thank you to Sky for going
in only 6 minutes.
Tonight. Everyone's chipping in here. Black to Basics will be on at 8 p.m., so hang out for that. And then the one-way roundabout at its normal time, 11 p.m. Eastern. So we got lots of radio ahead of us tonight. And, Nick, we got any messages over there?
No, we don't, and it's almost time to bail.
Is it really? Wow, that hour flew. Well,
it's 7:55.
Thank you for joining us, and I'm sorry.
You're
that
welcome, and you know what? You enjoy your snowed-in self.
I will enjoy that. Talk to you later.
And I'll say something to you cryptic later, but you probably know what I'm thinking.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on a minute. On the air. You're on the air.
You had about 4 messages from me, you dick.
I didn't see them.
You just said you have no messages, and I sent you about 4 things.
I only saw the one. Yeah. I only saw one internal message.
Are you saying you're the one?
What was there then? What was there that I didn't see?
Oh. What was there was this just in.
Oh, Nick is the one for Carrie now?
Carrie went away.
Is he going to be number 8?
I'm just going to let Aunt Flo talk and go away.
Trek, say hi to Aunt Flo, though.
Hello, Chris. Trek, what?
Anyway, as I was saying, which evidently wasn't important, so I'll just shut up.
It's 7:56.
I was going to say, firstly, that this just in from Chris, she can't take the ticket because she just informed me that she can't.
So it looks like we know where Bob will be.
I'll talk to her off air. Anyway, I'm sure there was a little coaxing on your part. Tell him you can't take it.
No, there wasn't.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
There wasn't. I actually said that I thought it would be. The second thing I was going to say, promotional things.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the show's gonna. I had a couple of promotional things, and then I also had entertainment news notes and nuggets. But I was gonna. I don't know. I could save this for the roundabout. So that's.
Yeah.
Save the ENs and ends for the roundabout. But promotional things.
Indeed. Oh, what, promotional things is gonna be. The two promotional things were Great Big Sean.
Ah yes, I can't wait for that. Sean McCann's new solo album.
Sean McCann's little side project. A new front row tonight, but I'm not going to tell you the details about that.
Oh, dude, also, I knew there was something I wanted to tell you. I'll talk to you off air about it, but I had an idea for
that. Maybe that will change the last minute. Send Trek an artist that he will not listen to until the show, which actually, believe it or not, came from a former Digital Domain Transport official.
Whoa. Okay, I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Alright. Yes, you do.
I know exactly
and
who you're talking about.
Tracks. Now, this is a different one than what we did last week. There will be no clues given because it's quite a simple link, but it contains 3 songs.
That's
3
good.
Songs.
Well,
with that, I'm hanging everybody up.
Well, I want to say one last thing. Nick, of course, we've all... Yeah, we've all been thinking about you and your family this week, and even though we were snowed in, I'm glad I got to spend at least an hour with all you guys. And you know what? You guys did it for me, and you're doing it for Nick. You're doing exactly what you do, which is be the great, wonderful, entertaining, freaky, classy, special people that you are that inspire us each week to do what we do. And, Nick, don't forget your Pain Olympics tomorrow. You should
yes!
Promote that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I will promote that in the outro.
I'm going to hang the phone up and say, one way or the other, you will hear from me, most likely from the Garden, next week. And I'll annoy Chris on the roundabout later. Black to Basics is next. See you!
And
oops, damn it, I hung Chris up. I hit escape just as he started talking. TrekQuest says, okay, he was just introducing me to his hang-up button anyway. Alright, anyway, Black to Basics next at 8 p.m. Eastern, and of course the Lonely Roundabout at 11. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Pain Olympics on Sonic Onslaught tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's going to be an all-request Sonic Onslaught, so people don't necessarily have to do this. They can send tracks that they think are good. But the fun part is going to be seeing who can represent their country in inflicting most pain. Now, you don't necessarily have to send tracks from your native land. But the point is, which native land, which country, where our listeners hail from, can send the most pain collectively as a listener unit? Now, what that basically means is painfulness of songs, basically how many people show up from said country. So, tell your countrymen to represent tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 a.m. Australia, 11 p.m. Eastern in the Netherlands and Austria, and I think even Germany too. 10 o'clock in the Eastern. Okay, and by the way, TrekQuest, I just received some information you'll want to know. But yes, okay. Do the math where you live. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. Also, no Lawler tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be Liam covering for Lawler. His internet is back and working. So, tune in for that. Matt's Madness. And then, of course, the Pain Olympics on Sonic Onslaught. This vocalist is going to take you out. Stay tuned for Black to Basics. Someone will see you. I'll see you tomorrow, guys. Goodbye, everybody.